Please have a seat. It's an honor to stand here today with the Prime Minister of Japan, Prime Minister Kishida. When I became president, I said that the United States would rebuild the muscle of our democratic alliances, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies again, because our alliances are America's greatest asset. The relationship with Japan is powerful proof of that, that investing in our alliance and raising our collective ambitions, we yield remarkable results. Over the last 3 years, the partnership between Japan and the United States has been transformed into a truly global partnership. And that's thanks in no small part to the courageous leadership of Prime Minister Kishida. And I mean that sincerely. Together, our countries are taking significant steps to strengthen defense security cooperation. We're modernizing command and control structures, and we're increasing the interoperability and planning of our militaries so they can work together in a seamless and effective way. This is the most significant upgrade in our alliance since the end of — since it was first established. I'm also pleased to announce that, for the first time, Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile, and defense architecture. We're also looking forward to standing up a trilateral military exercise with Japan and the United Kingdom. And our AUKUS defense partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom is exploring how Japan can join our work in the second pillar, which focuses on advanced capabilities, including AI, autonomous systems. All told, that represents a new benchmark for our military cooperation across a range of capabilities. On the economic front, our ties have never been more robust. Japan is the top foreign investor in the United States. Say that again. Japan is the top foreign investor in the United States. And we, the United States, are the top foreign investor in Japan. Nearly 1 million Americans work in Japanese companies here in the United States. And to name just one example, a few months ago, Toyota announced an $8 billion investment in a massive battery production facility in North Carolina, which will employ thousands of people. Prime Minister is going to travel to North Carolina tomorrow to visit that project. Don't stay. Don't stay. We need you back in Japan. They'll probably try to keep you. He also affirmed the science and education ties between Japan and the United States. Those ties stretch up to the moon, where two Japanese astronauts will join future American missions, and one will become the first non-American ever to land on the moon. And they reach into the high schools and universities as well, where the Ambassador Mineta's program exists, named for our dear friend Norm Mineta. We're going to invest in new student exchanges, help train the next generation of Japanese and American leaders. We'll also discuss developments in the Middle East, including our shared support for a ceasefire and a hostage deal, and urgent efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis that exists in Gaza. We also want to address the Iranian threat to launch a significant — they're threatening to launch a significant attack on Israel. As I told Prime Minister Netanyahu, our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Let me say it again, ironclad. We're going to do all we can to protect Israel's security. And finally, I want to commend the Prime Minister himself. He's a statesman. The fact is that you condemned Putin's brutal invasion of Ukraine when it happened. You pledged more than $12 billion in aid, prioritizing nuclear nonproliferation at the United Nations Security Council, standing strong with the United States as we stand up for freedom of navigation, including in the South China Sea, and as we maintain peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits, and taking the brave step of mending ties with the Republic of Korea, so we can all stand shoulder to shoulder together. Tomorrow, we will both be joined by another good friend, President Marcos of the Philippines, for a trilateral summit, the first of its kind. And through it all, our commitment to the defense of Japan under Article 5, including the Senkaku Islands, is unwavering. Mr. Prime Minister, through our partnership, we have strengthened the alliance. We have expanded our work together. We've raised our shared ambitions. And now the U.S.-Japan alliance is a beacon to the entire world. There's no limit what our countries can and our people can do together. So thank you for your partnership, your leadership, and your friendship. And now over to you, Mr. Prime Minister.
はい、ジョー、ありがとうございます。ジョーと、ジル夫人のご招待に改めて、感謝を申し上げます。Thank you, Joe. バイデン大統領と私は、これまで、幾度となく、会談をし、私たちがいかに重大な岐路に立たされているか、また、日米の連携がいかに重要であるか、こうしたことについて確認をしてきました。国際社会は歴史的な転換点にあります。日米、インド太平洋、そして世界が将来にわたり平和と安定、繁栄を享受するためには、法の支配に基づく自由で開かれた国際秩序を断固として守り、一層盤石にしていかなければなりません。本日も私は今こそ日米両国がグローバルなパートナーとして進化を発揮すべき時である、人間の尊厳が守られる世界を作る責任を共に果たそう、日本は常に米国と共にある、こうしたことをお伝えしました。また私から国家安全保障戦略に基づき反撃能力の保有や防衛費と関連する予算の引き上げなど強い決意を持って防衛力の強化に取り組んでいることを伝え、バイデン大統領から改めて強い支持を得ました。その上で私たちは日米同盟の抑止力、対処力の一層の強化が急務であることを再確認し、米軍と自衛隊の総合運用性強化のためそれぞれの指揮統制枠組みを向上させることを含め、安全保障防衛協力の強化で一致をいたしました。次回の日米2プラス2に向けて具体的な議論を進めていきます。続いて私たちは国際社会が直面するさまざまな課題について意見を交わしました。まず私たちは力または威圧による一方的な現状変更の試みは世界のいかなる場所であれ断じて許容できず、同盟国同志国と連携し引き続き毅然として対応していくことを確認しました。そのような観点からも中国をめぐる諸課題への対応にあたり引き続き日米で緊密に連携していくことで一致をいたしました。同時に中国と対話を継続し共通の課題については協力をしていくことの重要性を確認しました。また台湾海峡の平和と安定の重要性を強調するとともに両岸問題の平和的解決を促すとの考えを確認しました。核ミサイル開発を含む北朝鮮情勢についても議論をしました。昨年8月の日米韓首脳会合の成果に立って多くの分野で協力が進展していることを歓迎し、深刻に懸念すべき現下の情勢において一層緊密に連携していくことで一致をしました。またバイデン大統領から拉致問題の即時解決に向けた力強い支持を改めて表明いただきました。法の支配に基づく自由で開かれたインド太平洋の実現も改めて確認をし、明日 予定する日米非首脳会談の場を含め、引き続き緊密に連携していくことで一致をいたしました。ロシアによるウクライナ侵略については、今日のウクライナは明日の東アジアかもしれないとの認識のもと、日本が自らの問題として厳しい対ロ制裁と強力なウクライナ支援を継続していく決意を述べ、同志国との緊密な連携で一致をいたしました。中東情勢については、私から人質の解放や人道状況の改善、事態の沈静化に向けたバイデン大統領の努力に敬意を表しました。その上で、日本が人道状況の改善や持続可能な停戦の実現に向けて外交努力を積み重ねている状況を説明をし、事態の改善や二国家解決の実現、地域の安定化に向けた緊密な協力で一致をしました。経済については、まず世界の経済成長を共に牽引していく上で、双方向の投資の促進が重要であるとの認識で一致をしました。その中で、日本企業が投資や雇用創出を通じて米国経済に大きく貢献していることを説明をし、バイデン大統領から賛意が示されました。また先端技術分野での競争力を維持強化し、経済的威圧、非市場的政策慣行、過剰生産の問題に適切に対応しつつ、サプライチェーンの脆弱性を克服し、持続可能で包摂的な経済成長を牽引していく上で、日米の連携が不可欠であることを確認いたしました。加えて、脱炭素化、AI、スタートアップ等についても協力を進めることで一致をいたしました。宇宙分野でも大きな成果を得ました。私が米国で過ごした1960年代前半は、米国の宇宙開発の黎明期でした。私も米国で宇宙への壮大な挑戦に胸を躍らせた一人です。今般、関連する実施取り決めが署名され、日本の月面与圧ローバーの提供と、米国による日本人宇宙飛行士の2回の月面着陸機会の提供を確認しました。アルテミス計画において日本人宇宙飛行士が米国人以外で初めて月面に着陸できることを歓迎いたします。核兵器のない世界に向けた取り組みも取り上げました。昨年の G7 広島ビジョン、 G7 首脳広島ビジョンの発出を含む核軍縮に関する現実的実践的な取り組みの進展を確認し、私のイニシアティブで発足することになった FMCT フレンズへの米国の参加を歓迎いたしました。最後に、こうした揺るぎない日米関係の礎である人と人との絆の一層の強化のため、人的交流をさらに促進することを確認しました。本日、私たちは会談の成果として、未来のためのグローバルパートナーと題する共同声明を発出いたします。これは国際社会の平和と安定、
of the determination of Japan and the United States to maintain and strengthen a free and open international order based on the rule of law that underpins the peace, stability, and prosperity of the international community and states the guiding principles. With our partnership, we will defend the future of Japan and the United States, the Indo-Pacific, and the world, and make that future all the more prosperous.
Thank you, Joe.
Now we'll take a few questions. Jordan Fabian of Bloomberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last month, you predicted the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates thanks to falling inflation. But today, data showed that inflation rose more than expected for the third straight month. So how concerned are you about the fight against inflation stalling? And do you stand by your prediction for a rate cut?
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas my opposition talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
Mr. Prime Minister, you've said that the Nippon Steel acquisition of U.S. Steel is a private matter, but I'm wondering, did you discuss the matter today with President Biden, and do you believe that politics are influencing President Biden's decision to oppose the deal? And I wouldn't mind, Mr. President, if you answer that one, too.
Hi.
On the issue that you have raised, we understand that discussions are underway between the parties. We hope these discussions will unfold in directions that would be positive for both sides. Japan believes that appropriate procedures based on law is being implemented by the U.S. government. Japan is the largest investor to the United States. Japanese businesses employ close to 1 million workers in the United States, and investment from Japan to the U.S. can only increase upwards in the months and years to come, and we wish to cement this win-win relationship. Thank you.
I stand by my commitment to American workers. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to keep it. And with regard to that, I stand by our commitment to our alliance. This is exactly what we're doing, a strong alliance as well.
Prime Minister's microphone, please. 共同通信の中木です。よろしくお願いします。岸田総理、バイデン大統領お二方にお伺いします。今回の首脳会談では、中国の力や威圧による一方的な現状変更の試みに強い反対を確認し、対処力強化も打ち出しました。現状では日米が防衛力を強化すれば、中国も軍拡に走り、威圧的な行動を強める地面間に陥る状況です。分断を深めないためには、日米 中国にとそれぞれどのような対応が必要だとお考えでしょうか。今回の日米首脳会談においては、法の支配に基づく自由で開かれた国際秩序を断固として守り、
that the United States and Japan will resolutely defend and bolster a free and open international order based on the rule of law, and that Japan and the United States as global partners shall work together. For that purpose, on challenges concerning China,
including the point you raised on objective
unilateral attempts to change status quo by force or coercion. We concurred that Japan and the United States as global partners shall work in close coordination.
And also, as I said previously, これは継続していく。
We will continue
共通の課題については協力をしていく。こうしたことの重要性も確認した。こうした会談でありました。引き続き同盟国たる中国と同盟国たる米国ですね。同盟国である米国と強固な信頼関係のもと中国に対して大国としての責任を果たしていくよう働きかけてまいります。また我が国としては中国との間で戦略的互恵関係、これを包括的に推進していく。これとともに建設的かつ安定的な日中関係の構築を双方の努力で進めていく。これが私の一貫した立場、方針です。引き続きあらゆるレベルで中国と緊密に意思疎通を図っていくことは行っていきたいと考えています。私から以上です。
That's it for me.
First of all, we keep improving our lines of communication with one another. That's the United States and China. I've recently spoken at length with President Xi, and we've agreed that we would, number one, have personal contact with one another whenever we wanted to discuss anything, so there'd be nothing slips between, as they say, between the cup and the lip.So we know exactly what the other team is thinking, number one. And so we had a long discussion almost 2 weeks ago now. And the best way to reduce the chances of miscalculation and misunderstanding, that's number one. Number two, in our alliance we have with Japan is a purely defensive in nature. It's a defensive alliance. And the things we discussed today improve our cooperation and are purely about defense and readiness.It's not aimed at any one nation or a threat to the region, and it doesn't have anything to do with conflict. And so this is about restoring stability in the region, and I think we have a chance of doing that. Okay. Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
Thank you. My first question would go to both of you, Mr. President and Mr. Prime Minister. Is there a path for Japan to become a full member of AUKUS? And I would have a second question for you, Mr. President. You're now saying that Benjamin Netanyahu is making a mistake in Gaza. What are you willing to do to make him change his strategy? And would you consider conditioning military aid to Israel? Thank you.
はい、私の質問はオーカスに関してありますが、我が国はこの地域の平和と安定に資することからオーカスの取り組みを一貫して支持しております。ただこのオーカスの参加国
The participants of AUKUS, US, UK, Australia, with such countries by bilateral relationship or in multilateral occasions, we have established various relationships. But for Japan to have a direct cooperation with AUKUS, nothing has been decided at this moment. Going forward with US, UK, or with Australia, with such countries in bilateral or multilateral frameworks, we will continue our cooperation.
これからも考えていきたいと思っています。現状は国のオーカスの関係については以上であります。
With regard to my discussions with Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, as well as our relationship with Israel.I have been very blunt and straightforward with the Prime Minister, as well as his war cabinet, as well as the cabinet. And the fact of the matter is that Bibi and I had a long discussion. He agreed to do several things that related to, number one, getting more aid, both food and medicine, into Gaza. and reducing significantly the attempts, the civilian casualties in any action taken in the region. And thus far, and that's tied to the hostages. There are a number of hostages that are being held by Hamas. And just yesterday, we're meeting with the vice president, our national security advisor, before that. And they're American hostages as well. And they know how committed we are, the whole team, to getting their loved ones home. We're not going to stop until we do. The new proposal on the table, Bill Burns led the effort for us. We're grateful for his work. There's a now up to Hamas. They need to move on the proposal that's been made. And as I said, we'll get these hostages home where they belong, but also bring back a six-week ceasefire that we need now. And the fact is that we're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more, and there's one more opening that has to take place in the north. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
This will be the last reporter.
Mr. Shimizu, please.
NHK の清水と申します。
Thank you, Shimizu of NHK.
先ほど岸田総理からご紹介ありましたが、今日の会談では北朝鮮の拉致問題についてもやり取りがあったかと思います。岸田総理はかねてより金総書記と直接向き合いたいとの考えを示されていますが、北朝鮮側は拉致問題解決済みとしてですね、拒否とも取れる反応を見せています。岸田総理は今日の会談で日朝首脳会談の見通しについて、バイデン大統領に何か伝えられたのでしょうか。またバイデン大統領にどのような関与を求めたのでしょうか。バイデン大統領に伺います。岸田総理からどのような説明を受け、大統領自身どう感じになったでしょうか。また核ミサイル問題もある中で、早期の日朝首脳会談の実現を支持する考えはありますでしょうか。お願いします。Early summit between Japan and North Korea. Thank you.
First of all, if I may start regarding my summit meeting with President Biden about North Korea, including the missile and nuclear issues we have discussed, and regarding the increasingly worrying situation, we have agreed to continue a close coordination. And on top of that, we concurred that the window of a discussion with North Korea is open, and we discussed that Japan, US, and ROK will continue to work closely together. I also asked for the continued understanding and cooperation for the immediate resolution of the abduction issue, and President Biden once again gave myself a very strong assurance. Regarding the recent announcement by North Korea, I will refrain from commenting on each and every announcement by North Korea. But as I have been mentioning repeatedly, based on the perspective that the establishment of a meaningful relation between Japan and North Korea is in the interest of both Japan and North Korea, and that it would be hugely beneficial to the peace and stability of the region, my policy is to aim for a summit meeting with North Korea to resolve various issues and will advance high-level consultation directly under my instruction, and that remains unchanged. That is my response.
We did discuss this issue. We both agreed that DPRK must also address the serious human rights and humanitarian concerns of the international community, including the immediate resolution of the abduction issue. But, you know, the Prime Minister has just spoken to the potential what his plans may mean. But we welcome the opportunity of our allies to initiate dialogue with the Democratic Republic of Korea. So I've said many times, we're open to dialogue ourselves at any time, without preconditions with the DPRK. So I have faith in the Japan, I have faith in the Prime Minister, and I think his seeking a dialogue with them is a good thing, it's a positive thing. Thank you. Thank you. Why didn't everybody holler at once?
quickly, on the issue of abortion, sir, respectfully, what do you say to the people of Arizona right now who are witnessing a law go in place that dates back to the Civil War here?
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state. I find. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
The war in Ukraine comes to an end by the House leader allowing a vote. There's overwhelming support for Ukraine among the majority of Democrats and Republicans. There should be a vote now.